So getting back to this man, can you kind of pick up what happened at that point?
So when he was started on ruxolitinib, even though he was started on a small dose of 5 milligrams twice a day, his red cell count tanked. He became very anemic, in fact, transfusion dependent. So when we talked to him about what to do next, we happened to have the Simplify 2 study open at our center, and we talked about enrolling him on the study for the potential that he would get momelotinib, which is a newer JAK inhibitor. And in earlier trials, prior to the Simplify studies, we were seeing curious improvements in people's anemia. So really for him, he didn't have great symptom control or spleen control on the ruxolitinib because he was on it for a very short period of time on such a low dose. So we thought, well, this could potentially help your myelofibrosis symptoms, help your spleen size, as well as maybe even improve your anemia. It could be kind of a one-stop shopping for this gentleman. So we ended up enrolling him on the study, and he got randomized to momelotinib. The study was a 2-to-1, so the odds were kind of in our favor. He enrolled on the study back in 2015, and he actually had a remarkable response. So his spleen shrunk down. He had more than a 35% reduction in his volume. His symptoms, which were mainly fatigue, night sweats, and itchy skin, all improved. And he actually became transfusion independent and has remained transfusion independent by the Gale criteria, at least, to this day.
That is really fascinating. And, you know, obviously it brings up the whole pharmacology of these agents.